Thank you very much. My name is Elizabeth Dickerson. I live at 260 West Meadow Road in Rockland. I'm a city councilor. I'm also a state representative. I represent Rockland and part of Owl's Creek. And thank you very much for taking me first. I'm really sorry to jump ahead of everyone else. I have hungry horses waiting for me to come. But I want to come to you and talk to you about a little bit of confusion that has ensued in the past couple of days among some of my colleagues and myself on Rockland City Council. And that confusion was referenced by the city attorney just a few moments ago. In December of 2010, we actually had an ordinance amendment that was drafted by Attorney Beal that was recommended by the Comprehensive Planning Commission at that time. The City Council and the Comprehensive Planning Commission had met in a joint workshop, and this recommendation had come as a result. And the recommendation was that past Park Street headed south, that we would have a 50-foot height limitation. Now, I'm going to have to display some human being qualities here in that as we've been working through this process, which has taken 4 years now, in which this building site has sat and sat and sat, I actually believed that that particular ordinance amendment had come to us on City Council and that we had actually voted on it. Now, if you want to turf me out of my seat for thinking that, go right ahead, but that's what I believed, and I'm not the only person on City Council who is a little bit confused by all of this, and we've had quite a scurrying of emails and calls back and forth between each other trying to figure out what in the world happened. And so we do have Ordinance Amendment 40. It is a public record. Evidently, it never came to our agenda-setting meeting that next January of 2011, and evidently we never voted on it. And I'm not really sure why. I believe there were a couple of members of council who didn't want it to come forward. Some of us are still kind of confused by the whole thing. And so what I'd like to say to you is that given this situation and given the large turnout from the community that you see here, and given the fact that Rockland City Council is in fact, as you yourself, Chair Lawson, have referenced, the only board that can in fact change the ordinances from which you function, I'd like you to give us time to do a redo because of this confusion, and I'm hoping that you can give us the opportunity to rehear this ordinance amendment so that the public can come to us and voice to us how they feel about the height limitations in that residential neighborhood, which is not necessarily an urban event. It is a residential neighborhood. I believe that this process is needed and justified given the large turnout here and given that there is some confusion on council in terms of what happened and why particularly that ordinance amendment didn't make it onto our agenda, that we still need to untangle. Again, the ordinance amendment could fail if we read it. It could be that Rockland City Council decides to vote it down and stick with the 65-foot height. However, I believe that we owe it to the citizens of this city to give it that hearing in the only place where it can actually have a hearing, which is Rockland City Council. Thank you very much for indulging my request.